Many a man has cherished for years as his hobby some vague shadow of an idea, too meaningless to be positively false. Charles Sanders Peirce, perhaps the biggest myth about markets, comes from the name itself. We tend to think of a market as a thing, when in fact it is people engaging in economic transactions among themselves on whatever terms their competition and mutual accommodations lead to. A market in this sense can be contrasted with central planning or government regulation. Too often, however, when a market is conceived of as a thing, it is regarded as an impersonal mechanism, when in fact it is as personal as the people in it. This misconception allows third parties to seek to take away the freedom of individuals to transact with one another on mutually agreeable terms, and to depict this restriction of their freedom as rescuing people from the dictates of the impersonal market, when in fact this would be subjecting them to the dictates of third parties. There are so many myths about markets that only a sample can be presented here. For example, it is common to hear that the same thing is being sold at very different prices by different sellers, apparently contradicting the economics of supply and demand. Usually such statements involve defining things as being the same, when in fact they are not. Other common misconceptions involve the role of brand names and of nonprofit organizations. While these are only a small sample of myths about prices and markets, looking at these myths closely may illustrate how easy it is to create a plausible-sounding notion and get it accepted by many otherwise intelligent people, who simply do not bother to scrutinize the logic or the evidence, or even to define the words they use. One of the reasons for the survival of economic myths is that many professional economists consider such beliefs to be too superficial or even downright silly to bother to refute them. But superficial and even silly beliefs have sometimes been so widespread as to become the basis for laws and policies with serious and even catastrophic consequences. Leaving myths unchallenged is risky, so scrutinizing silly notions can be a very serious matter.